Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, getting you set for a 6:05 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves on Lunar Landing Night at the ballpark. The Flying Squirrels celebrating the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, special astronaut-themed jersey, special rocket squirrel caps, and a Steven Duggernaut bobblehead giveaway. It's pretty cool. We're now joining the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by pitching coach Glenn Dishman, and we want to start with the performance last night from Brandon Lawson. 8 shutout innings, hitless through 6. What did you see from him last night that impressed you the most?
It was awesome to watch. I think it was a culmination of everything that he'd been working on all summer, of sticking his fastball, being able to throw his changeup for strikes, breaking ball for strikes. We had worked on getting a little bit better finish over his front leg in his last bullpen, and he finally put it all together. And his big thing was he just had that one inning that would kill him, over the last couple outings, and he never let that happen last night. So it was fun.
5 of his last 7 starts now, he's gone at least 6 innings and allowed 3 or fewer runs. There were those 2 starts kind of back-to-back where he didn't make it through 5. What did you see during those 2 starts that he was able to correct the last couple of times out?
Well, just being able to make the big pitch, and get that ground ball, because, he's a sinker ball guy, so you're expecting balls to be put in play. And last night, he was able to make the pitches and get balls hit at guys or lots of pop-ups last night, which was kind of strange for him, but I think he was probably throwing a couple more four-seamers. But, not allowed that one inning to snowball into a couple runs, and even like in the the 7th or 8th inning, he got a couple guys on, but he made pitches and got out of it.
Chatting here with Glenn Dishman on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Brandon Lawson with 8 shutout innings last night, first Flying Squirrels pitcher to complete 8 innings this season. It seemed, Dish, like the slider especially was really working for Lawson last night. And I know that's a pitch that he didn't really trust as much at the beginning of the season. How did he build up that trust over the last few weeks?
It's just, I think, repetition, and he's starting to get some real nice bite on it. And, he's finishing it a little bit better than he was earlier in the season. He just kind of just popped it in there just a little bit, and it's a little bit more of a torque pitch, and he's feeling that, and he's able to bury it down in on lefties, and it's a real nice little piece for him.
When you have a guy who's cruising like that through 5 shutout innings, 6 hitless innings, and then through 7 shutout innings, what are some of the things you talk about in the dugout in between innings?
Oh, I just let him go. I was a creature of habit when I was pitching. I didn't want anybody talking to me if things were going well or bad. So if he's cruising along, I'm not going to go in there and mess with him or change anything, because he's doing everything he needs to do. So pretty much just left him alone. He had a good plan going into the game, and he was executing, so I'm not going to go in there and start something I don't need to.
Lawson was excellent last night. 8 shutout innings. He was hitless through 6, but the Flying Squirrels didn't end up losing 6-2 in extra innings, so they're going to try and take the first game of this series against the Erie Seawolves. Erie's won the first 2 of this 4-game set. First pitch at 6:05 tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves, and we've got pitching coach Glenn Dishman joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. There was some news out of San Francisco today that lefty Connor Menez is slated to start tomorrow in San Francisco against the Mets and make his major league debut. How rewarding of a feeling is it for you to see a player that you coached this year ascend to that level?
Oh, it's awesome. It's, when Willie told me when I came into the office today, it puts a huge smile on your face, especially since it was something that, we hadn't been talking about. We said, oh, yeah, he's going to get to the big leagues. But to have it come out of nowhere like this and have him pitch actually at home, because he's from the Sacramento area, it's going to be awesome for him. And Willie and I just had huge grins on our faces. And that's why we do our job. It's for guys to get to the big leagues and live their dream. And, we just have fun watching them do it.
When you guys were down in Arizona during spring training and watching Menez pitch, was this something that you envisioned could happen this year?
We knew there's a possibility, but, obviously, he had some stuff he had to clean up in spring training. We always knew he had swing and miss stuff, but, command was not always perfect, and, the breaking ball wasn't always perfect, and the change, there's a bunch of steps that we figured that he had to get through. But when he came here this summer, he was on a mission, and he executed pitches and struck out a ton of people, and, you know, kept doing that in AAA in Sacramento. So I think, you know, I guess he put his name on the radar and forced them to make a decision.
Don't want to give away too many state secrets on Connor Menez, but what does he have to do at the big league level to be successful?
I think just try not to do too much. There's a couple times where he tries to go to another level that's not needed. If he sits 93, 95, locates, changes speeds, he'll do fine, especially the first time through the league. He's a fresh arm. He's a strong kid. He works hard. So, you know, that first time through the league, hopefully, you know, he'll come through him and with flying colors, just because it's a different throw. It's a great extension on all his pitches, so the ball sneaks on you. So if he just stays within his game and doesn't try to do too much, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, hearty congratulations to Connor Menez, the latest flying squirrel to make it from the Boulevard to the Bay. He's set to make his Major League debut tomorrow afternoon against the New York Mets. Bringing things back to the diamond, the Flying Squirrels taking on the Erie Seawolves tonight at 6:05. One thing that's been really strong for the Flying Squirrels as of late has been the bullpen. And something that Tyler Sear said about the bullpen that he realized is that pretty much everyone out there is throwing over 95 when it comes to their fastball, and they're wielding some awesome breaking pitches too. What's it like for you to work with a group that has that much power?
Oh, we got a big league staff. It's every night, you know, from the fifth inning on. I mean, from Halstead, you know, as one of our typical kind of long guys, you know, and Chase Johnson, who have been long guys, you know, to Sear, everybody, Vizcaino, Wolf, you know, was here earlier in the season, and, you know, Adon, and, I mean, just everybody down there throws cheese. it's a nice thing to have. And I look around the bullpens in the rest of the league, and I think we had the best arms by far down there. And it's fun to be able to pick on anybody at any time and know you got a closer coming out of the bullpen.
We saw Melvin Adon hit 103 miles an hour during the All-Star game. We've seen Tyler Sear ramp it up to 99. He was an All-Star in the Eastern League this year, too, and in 2017. But who's somebody out of that bullpen that you've been surprised with this year or has taken a bigger leap than you expected?
Well, you know, it was you know, for me right now, I think we're going to have to go with either Chase Johnson or Halstead. You know, they were coming into the season, you know, as repeat type guys. Halstead, you know, had some command issues early in the season, which cost him a bunch of runs. And, you know, now he's settled down into a really nice piece that he's throwing 96, 97 with a slider, and now he's got a split to add to that for left-handers. So he's honed in his pitches and throwing the ball really well, and he's done a great job for us. And Chase Johnson, you know, he's had his struggles here and there, but he's another power arm that if he syncs it up like he did, what was it, three innings the other night, six punch-outs, you know, made one mistake on a big lefty for a home run. But other than that, you know, he's a power arm that can pitch in the big leagues at any time also.
Looking forward to seeing that bullpen shine tonight again. Flying Squirrels trying to get a win in this four-game set against the Erie Seawolves. Dish, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 6:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.